There was a popular TV show, I think it started back in the 1960s. It had a pretty good run, an extended time on television, and it was a show called Candid Camera. Candid Camera. And I've heard of Candid Camera from YouTube. Someone sent one to me, and every week they post these little kind of humorous videos. And the way it kind of works on Candid Camera is that they kind of set someone up for like an awkward situation, something that's not fake, something that an actor proposes, something that's kind of odd. And then the person does not know that that they're on Candid Camera, that there's a camera filming them. And so many times in these different situations, people respond like very forcefully, sometimes getting into arguments, sometimes kind of throwing their arms up and getting very upset. Other times people kind of respond very calmly and almost just very matter-of-factly. There's one particular episode that I think of as just an example. It was shot in a supermarket, and there was a gentleman going around. People would have their carts of food, and they're pushing their carts around. And all of a sudden, this gentleman would come up, and he'd say, "Sorry, I got to raise the price." And he kind of put a new sticker on to raise the price when they were in the cart. There was one particular person who he was like about to put his food onto the conveyor belt, and he put it on there. He said, "What do you?" And he said, "Yep, I gotcha. You know, I gotcha before you got it on." But in that same episode, there was another gentleman who, there was kind of an interesting scenario. Another gentleman who, the person like put the sticker on. It's got to go up, and then they had this interesting dialogue. This one gentleman, he didn't get overly upset, but he just kind of had this very logical, intense conversation. But at the end, he said, the gentleman, not the actor, he said, "You know what I'm happy about this? You know, we're not arguing. We're discussing. He said, "There's a difference." And then he said, you know, the other person, "Smile, you're on Candid Camera." But I think of those different situations, because so often in life, sometimes there's a saying that reality is more fake than like fake things at times. Like we get into these different Candid Camera situations throughout our days, where sometimes you say, "Is this really happening? Like, is this real life?" It is real life, but it's like something does not seem right. And we might ask ourselves today, and this is a challenge that our first reading, our gospel, kind of puts at us. How do we respond in awkward situations? How do we respond when we're not prepared? Jesus finishes by saying, "From the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks." And Sirach talks about, you know, a person by their words. Never judge a person until they speak. And so we might reflect on ourselves today, because we know as we go into this world, we go into this day, any number of things will happen. Any number of things will happen. And we might say, how are we approaching those situations? From the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. Do we allow ourselves to be rooted in Jesus Christ? To recognize that really there's all this stuff around, but the only thing that matters is Jesus Christ. To keep our eyes fixed on him in the midst of all the other stuff. To recognize that all the other stuff that doesn't matter, the only thing that matters is Jesus Christ and his mission and his will. And so we say, please, Jesus, help us to know that will and give us the courage to put away the distractions, to live joyfully within them, but to keep our eyes fixed on you.